Hello and welcome to The Natural View. I'm Maggie Jacqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine. And my co-host is Todd Pauly of 24 Stories Marketing. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Maggie. Great to see you.
Great to see you too. So we have a wonderful guest today. We have Dr. Barry Tan. He's the founder of American River Nutrition, and he is the author of The Truth About Vitamin E, The Secret to Thriving with Annatto-Tocotrienols. And he's really well known in our industry for just championing the benefits of tocotrienols to the whole industry, educating us and keeping us informed. And today he's going to educate us on something new, something a lot of people may not have heard of yet. And it's a supplement called GG. I'm going to let him tell you more about that and the full name. I'll let him say it. But it's the focus of his latest research, and we're excited to learn more about it. So welcome, Dr. Tan.
Thank you. Thank you, Maggie. And thank you, Todd. So
that's great to see you.
Yes, me too. So looking forward to a great time to discuss about this, GG.
Yeah. So let's get started with, you know, this is particularly exciting because we're talking about a new supplement and called GG, which we don't often get to talk about brand new cutting edge supplements. So let's get into it. Can you just start with the basics then in terms of what is this compound and why is it so important? And most important, the name that I'm not even going to attempt to say, GG stands for something. So let's start right there. What is that?
Yeah, the name, the GG is an acronym. The compound is called geraniol geranol. G-E-R-A-N-Y-L, G-E-R-A-N-I-O-L. Basically, it's two molecules of geranol stick together on this compound. This compound, I'm very excited about this, more than the fact that to assert that our company is the first one to do that, which it is. Our company is the first one to make it in the United States, which it is, and all this wonderful thing. But I'm actually more passionate about this substance. For one, this substance is made in the human body. So immediately you would want to ask, what is this substance in the human body used, made for? I'll come to that when Maggie asks the question. Now, geraniol, in a human body, unlike the plant, we make 5 carbons at a time. So our building block in the body is 5 carbon at a time. And each 5 carbon is called an isoprene unit. So when we have them, one isoprene unit, 2 together, then you have 10 carbon. So that is called a geraniol. So then you have another 10 carbon together, then you have geraniol. So therefore, geraniol have 20 carbon. Very simple, 4 isoprene unit like that. The plant also make this. So now I'm only saying this because our audience is trying to find a connection like that. In the plant kingdom, you will hear the phrase used more often, terpenoid. Terpenes, not isoprene, terpene. That came from the plant pathologist, a plant physiologist. The plant makes 10 carbons at a time, and each 10 carbon is called a terpene. So a classic monoterpene would be limonene from the citrus flavor, like that is a monoterpene, 10 carbon. That's it. But actually 10 carbon is a geraniol. But however, the animal scientists don't use the word terpenoid in animal. It's always isoprenoid, like that, if you hear it. So therefore, CoQ10 is made by the animal. CoQ10 is deca-isoprenoid. And it's CoQ10, 10 is 10. 10 is 10 isoprene unit, like this, you know. And manoquinone-4, manoquinone 7 is 4 and 7 isoprenoid, containing 5 carbon. But if it is from a plant, we use a terpenoid, which is 10 carbon. That's it. So probably a useless education, but I wanted to let you know so that is GG. And this compound, our body, it had been making since the eons of time when animal first roamed that. But we never talked about that. We never talked about that. It's only in the biochemistry textbook until I happened to stumble on it hopefully you asked me the question, how did I stumble on it?
We want to know. I mean, so let's get to that, like what its role is in the body and why we need it. Like over time, we need more, certain reasons that we need more. What's going on in the body?
All right. How about the discovery first? And it was 1994. It was a famous ophthalmologist at Harvard. Her name was Johanna Seddon. And this time, very few people know about lutein and zeaxanthin and macular degeneration. Now it's like, of course, like that. But in 1994, there's no of course. She discovered that in the retina, right on the fovea, the highest pixelation when the light comes through, like I'm looking at you, I see your face clearly. And then there have the highest concentration of zeaxanthin. And as it flanked out of the retina, it had a lot of lutein. So if you integrate all the area, you'll find that on average, you'll be five times more lutein and approximately one time zeaxanthin. That was it. And then that was lutein and zeaxanthin that can filter the blue light. Now people talk like, of course, this is known forever. This is not known forever. And there's a reason why many things are discovered at Stanford and Harvard. You know, they have unusual tool to study whatever. So a few years later, I thought, at the time I was already in tocotrienol. This is a true story. I just thought that, you know, in South America, they're giant marigolds. I believe that those are lutein on the petal. I think I can extract that thing. And then this will help people to filter out the blue light. The next thing, I was on a plane and I went to Peru. I did find the giant marigold. That was it. Remember, that was the reason why I went to South America, the giant marigold. And fate has it, literally 30 feet away from me, I saw this plant. Remember, lutein and zeaxanthin are carotene. And I instantly noticed annatto, that color is also a carotene. It stains your hand. See here? I did it deliberately like that. If you look carefully at this fruit, it doesn't have a flesh. Just think of any fruit that you eat. It must have a flesh. You know, papaya, orange, pear has a flesh. But this have no flesh. The where the flesh is actually air. It's got the seed and then the pot like that. I knew that was carotene. And I have been a carotenoid expert, lutein, zeaxanthin, before I became a tocotrienol expert. I was thinking, carotene is usually contained inside the cell. If you cut carrot, you cook them, and the beta carotene don't easily get destroyed. You cut your tomato, the lycopene don't easily get destroyed. Then they say, how come this one is not inside the cell? You can stain it. The British call this the lipstick plant, for obvious reason, in the 1600s like that. So I decided that, hey, they are not contained in the cytoplasm to be protected. They are not even like the astaxanthin in lobster. The moment you cook them, they turn red color. Otherwise, it's yucky green and blue. So they are bound to protein. And when they deprotonate, then the color shows. But this is different. Luckily, I have that intuitive scientific background. And this thing stayed in my hand. Then I thought, there must be a chemical antioxidant that protect the carotene that is so labile and unstable from degradation. And I was guessing it would probably be a polyphenol like resveratrol, quercetin, all these wonderful antioxidants. Surprisingly, it was not. I was disappointed. Then I said, what is it? Then more surprisingly, I found that it was a vitamin E tocotrienol. And most surprisingly, it contained only the 2-tocotrienol without any tocopherol. That was it. So my life career was totally arrested. Then I discovered. So I came home. I love my finding from the marigold. I forgot about it. That was the reason when I went. But I was very grateful that led me to this. So I extracted it. I was able to get the tocotrienol out. But I always have some yellow color, something left behind. And then when I looked at it, I said, what is this oily material? And then to my surprise, this oily material is GG. You know, in life, this one I wanted to say, I'm not doing this because I have a halo over my head or something. I just wanted, there are 50 million chemicals on Earth. The better ones are found in Amazonia. And this is truly an Amazonian plant. see that the frog is in there, and the frog is only about a penny shape. They have discovered from Amazonia. Of the 50 million, you are lucky if you're not bitten to death by mosquito or eaten by some snake like that when you're doing this. I was not even in the depth of Amazonia. I was only at the beginning of Amazonia in Ecuador and Peru. On that, the most of deep Amazonia is in Brazil, on the like that. Then I found this plant. It would have been amazing discovery. I discovered gold, so to speak, which is a tocotrienol. But who would have guessed after I extracted the gold and then there's silver to be discovered called GG. This is not, I purposely describe like that. This part is not scientific. I'm just given a gift to do this. And now after 20 years, the FDA allowed me to have grass. This, we are the first tiny company who extract this. And you have all this good. I'm dying to tell you what this compound is doing in the body. So can I now tell you why?
Yeah,
why
let's get into what the research says. One quick aside, some other time, we're going to have a whole discussion on you in terms of being the Indiana Jones of compounds, because I would love to listen to these adventures all day. They're fascinating. However, since we have limited time, yeah, dive right in.
In the human body, I first knew that GG is required for the synthesis in the human body for all skeletal muscle protein synthesis. So it's skeletal, not all protein, but skeletal muscle. So it's need for skeletal muscle, which means about 40% weight of a person is skeletal muscle. So if you bring it to the end, think of a person who is 40, 50, 60, and 70 years old, they lose about 1% body mass, which is related to muscle. Unfortunately, there's mass. If they gain weight in the fat, this and that, so it looks like the weight stay the same, but loss of muscle mass is a serious thing. It is because as we age, we don't have enough GG that we make to make it. Another one that I know, if GG is required for the synthesis, and our industry people will know it, on CoQ10. CoQ10 is required in our body for the conversion of all the fuel that we eat, the food we eat, to convert to the energy currency, which is adenosine triphosphate, which is a currency of energy that our body understands. Our body uses GG for the synthesis of CoQ10. We are not talking about supplemental CoQ10. So now you wonder, CoQ10 sometimes is called ubiquinone. Is ubiquitous. It is ubiquitous because GG is ubiquitous. You cannot have no GG in a certain part because all your body is protein. All your body is CoQ10. So GG is systemic everywhere in your body. So if you look at this carefully, if I purposely pull it off screen, the black color is the carbon and the white color the hydrogen. So now if you look in the back, almost the entire tail of CoQ10 is hydrogen and carbon. This is the reason why people talk about CoQ10 is hard to dissolve and hard to absorb. So everybody and their grandmother is having a CoQ10 product and is more bioavailable because the compound is really large. It actually is made in situ. So if you have GG, the GG, which is a much smaller molecule, absorbed immediately right away, goes straight in the cell. It will synthesize CoQ10 there in situ. This has already been shown in animal and cell line study. This is fantastically exciting. For the first time, a molecule that your body make is supposed to make this thing that everybody know, but nobody know this guy. And without this guy can't happen. Can you imagine that? This is in the biochemistry textbook. So, last one, and then I pass it back to you for more questions. Last one doesn't mean this is the last thing GG make. This is the thing that I now currently know. If I live long enough to find out more, I'll tell you more in future interview. And in our industry, everybody is mouthing manoquinone. Everybody like that. And it's almost like a phylloquinone, which is vitamin K1, doesn't matter. Vitamin K1 got the Nobel Prize. Without it, we'll clot and we will bleed to death. We need vitamin K1. However, everybody is talking about fermentation, natto, blah, 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 blah. They make all these, correct, they all do. And then the human body make this, and the human body, so now let me clarify this, and then I tell you the GG rule. If you not say anything, oh, everybody must take MK7, because MK7, it can do this, that, and other thing. Correct. And then they say that this Japanese natto, they make MK7. Correct. And in the human body, it make MK7. Not correct. MK7 is made by the gut bacteria in the gut. And the long menoquinone, like the CoQ10 long tail like that, MK7, 913. But when you make in the gut, they're not absorbed. Now, one statement. That it seldom make MK4 or none at all. The second one will surprise you, and it should not surprise you. Inside the human body, I consider the mouth to the anus not part of the human body, had to absorb first. Inside the human body have only one biochemical language. It only make one menoquinone, one, numero uno, and that is MK4. This, just let it sink in. Your body make MK4 and nothing else. And you know how we make MK4? This would be, let's say this is a head, right? And then this is a tail. No, doesn't work that way. This is a head and this is a tail. This is vitamin K1. If you eat green, dark green leafy vegetable, you get phylloquinone, a ring and a tail. The tail is saturated. That's your vitamin K1. Your body only absorb a fixed amount of vitamin K1 so that to protect the cells and tear in your body. Nobody have asked the question. If you were to be a vegan, you eat a lot of kale, and everybody's in love with kale now. You eat a lot of kale, you will literally clot to death because you'll consume way too much vitamin K1. But our friendly vegan do not clot to death. So nobody's asking the proper question. They don't clot to death because only a fixed amount of vitamin K1 absorbed. All the other vitamin K1, they cut off the tail, saturated tail, this ring here. See, I put this ring here. It goes in. And then it will, rather than K1, it will attach the GG molecule to the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, that is MK4. That's it. I just explained that to you. So our body makes MK4 every day to help you to have no calcification in the artery, strong bones, especially as we grow older, to women after menopause. So everything now that have been ascribed to MK7 truly is biologically happening to your body for MK4, but you must require phylloquinone to begin with from your vegetable and your GG that makes in your body. That's it. If the audience walk away with nothing else, but only of these three things I mentioned about GG, you will learn a lot why you should be taking GG as you go over.
Well, I want to ask a question that Dr. Richard Passwater, who writes Vitamin Connection, which is a column in Whole Foods Magazine, and he interviewed you for our June column. And that was actually Dr. Passwater, who's a dear friend to so many in the industry, and I know you as well. And he passed away earlier this year, but his last interview was with you. A wonderful interview. And you really give a deep dive into this science, but he asked you to share the umbrella term you use to describe GG's many benefits. So kind of the overall arching, encapsulating it. And I would love to discuss that here. I think that was a great point that you both discussed in that interview. Yes, what's the umbrella term that you use to describe all the benefits? And you were talking about statins. You brought up statins.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You have to give me some guides, otherwise I forget. the reason I was driven to this is because many, probably next to Tylenol, the most commonly used drug is statin. And statin initially and primarily was used to control the synthesis of cholesterol in the body so we won't have arteriosclerosis. Many people take it. But since then, their repurposed use of statin, if you look at American Diabetes Association, all diabetics should be taking statin. And then if you look at COVID now, of all the small molecule discovered, it is no question statin is head and shoulder above all the other small molecule that can block the entry of the COVID virus in. So this statin will have many other pleiotropic use in time. But for now, it is for lowering cholesterol. And after 35 years of usage in America, it is a successful drug in the way that it controls arteriosclerosis. Okay. If you think of the pathway, this is a universal pathway. This is Interstate 95 from Maine to Florida. This is a main highway, not Highway 1 in California, but this is just about one in three American drive on this highway, you know, like that. And the cholesterol synthesis is that highway because every part of our body must need cholesterol because otherwise we cannot live like this. So, and cholesterol synthesis is right here at the top. And C15 is right here. No, C10, geranol. And geranol synthesis is right here. The right here for cholesterol synthesis is C5, C5, C10, C20. Remember, 5 carbon at a time. And statin inhibit the C5 exactly here. So when it inhibit here, C15 later, I didn't use that phrase, between 10 and 20, 15, it goes sideways and it make cholesterol. So if you inhibit here C5, C15 sideways, it lower cholesterol. That means that statin is a very powerful drug. It inhibits at C5 and 15, and people usually drop cholesterol about 30 to 50%. Very dramatic. However, now back to this again. If you inhibit at C5 and cholesterol synthesis at C15 and C20 is here, it is obligatory. If you inhibit cholesterol at C15, then C20 and C15 and C30 will automatically be inhibited. You cannot control it because they're on the same highway. C20 here. Then why do I mention that? People who take statin drug, the doctor always asks, do you have any muscle problem? Notice that? Do you have the scientific word? Do you have any myopathy? It's not the design of statin to inhibit muscle. It's the design of it to inhibit cholesterol, but it's obligatory. It will inhibit GG. And then now, 30 years later, we found out that we got to deal with this because statin is not going away. By the way, on this, while we're on this thing here, on this C20, they make GG go this direction. Makes muscle. You go this direction down, it make CoQ10, and you go this direction down this way, it make MK4. So if you inhibit GG, you will obligatorily inhibit MK4, CoQ10, and muscle synthesis. So now you would buy a bottle of CoQ10 designed for health, a Jarro formula, so I'm not biased. And then you look at them, and in the back they say, if you take statin drug, you should take CoQ10. So now I'm just explaining to you, if you take statin drug, why do you need to take CoQ10? Because CoQ10 drop because statin inhibit GG, and there's not enough GG to make CoQ10. That's it. So if the you have to read Dr. Passwater. Now I'm so passionate. The Dr. Passwater was already not well when he did that, and he did it for a year. He said, Barry, I need to make this thing end because this GG has something strong to say. He said, Dick, you just tell me what you need. I will provide the answer. Finally, he gave me the last two or three questions I asked, and please do this as fast as you can because he want to see this coming through. So there it is. I gave you in a nutshell what wonderful thing the GG can do in the body.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I wonder, so the next question I think in people's minds are, okay, there are all these great benefits. There are, there's research behind it. When you do that research, can you share with us a little bit about the amounts you used in the studies, or in other words, what do you recommend? What should people be taking in terms of GG?
That's a great question. And I try to give the answer in a bracketed manner. In our safety and toxicological study that we provide to the FDA, and the FDA allows it as a grass generally recognized as safe, the amount that is safe is no less than 500 milligrams. So that's a top bracket. Above it doesn't mean that it's being ill, but they are comfortable with the 500 milligrams. So that's one way to think about it. So it's a top bracket. On the lower bracket, we judge it from our animal study. We did many, many animal studies with the hind leg power thing, because it makes muscle in the animal. And then we give them statin, and then it compromised the muscle push. And then we give them GG, the muscle come back again. All these things we titrated down. And from them, it looked like the amount would be anywhere from 100 to 300 milligram if you titrate to human. So that was from the animal study. So now we have started we hope to eventually do about 3 or 4, but now we started 2 clinical trials. So the 2 clinical trial, the results are not out, but at least I can tell you the dosage. So when we commit to the dosage, then it's committed. You know, yes or no, we'll have to wait to see. I'll tell you the first one first. The first one, it was from a Japanese study. They gave animal GG, and then they found out that it boosts the increase of testosterone in old rats. Now, in the American, we are always interested in the bedroom thing, so increase testosterone, increase the sexual drive like that. In the Japanese population, they have a lot of elderly. The increased testosterone is to help the elderly people to have thrive so that they can walk like that, give them muscle strength. The testosterone is also connected to muscle. So we're doing the study in Florida. We gave 2 groups with dose escalation, initially 150 milligram, and after 2 months or so, we increase it to 300 milligram. So dose escalation. That study we will see when it would complete by the end of this year. The second study is very dear to my heart. It's done in Texas. It is it's under the care of a cardiologist, of people on statin drugs with confirmed myopathy. So people with heart disease on statin with confirmed myopathy, and there will be a dummy group, placebo control. There'll be a group on 150 milligram, and then there'll be a group on 300 milligram. Now that group is much more difficult to design. It'll probably go until end of next year. That one is specifically to see if the myopathy will be mitigated or reduced or stopped. So the first one is to see if the testosterone would increase, but in both the group, it's just designed differently. It's 150 milligram and 300 milligram, and you can go online. We call this, we don't push our trademark, but we have a trademark, the Geronal GG. We call it GG Gold. Blessed by tocotrienol, we call Delta Gold, we call GG Gold. So if you look, make sure that on the back it say that it's from a GG that is made by us. And when we make this, and this is a real blessing, it came directly from my wife. When I first discovered this about 25 years ago, he said, Barry, you've been gifted to discover this. Can you please use a way to extract this that is safest and the cleanest and the physical? Then I said, well, sweetheart, that's a tall order. I have to figure out how to extract it without using any chemical. I actually did. I used a completely physical process with no chemical, no solvent, no nothing. So our facility is squeaky clean like that. So, and then Todd, you came here. I don't know if we walk you around or something like that.
I saw it.
So
it's true.
So if I have a soft gel, I have to show you. It's a very light orange, sometimes yellowish color. You can get it online. Design for Health sell them, the company. If you go to our website, it'll tell company you have, but probably Amazon and other companies sell them, because we are B2B, we don't make finished product. So to answer your question, 150 to 300 milligram per day.
Great.
And as you mentioned, so the natural products retailers who might be watching, they can go to the American River Nutrition site and they can find out what brands offer it.
Yeah, and then for information, you can read Dr. Pat's water. I hope that you can access it from Whole Food. We have some white paper we wrote, tend to be more technically oriented. So if you were to be a company interested to consider this product, maybe to add on with CoQ10, or maybe to add on with your muscle product or whatever, you can download papers that we have. I do want to make mention one thing. I don't know the time thing. We have a product we call duoquinol. So it's intentional like that. It is a ubiquinol that we make ourselves. We're very proud of that. We purposely make this ubiquinol. We add it with GG because I don't know yet. I know that in animal study, when we give the animal GG, CoQ10 is synthesized. We are not able to, we're not yet showing if human will be able to make CoQ10. In our myopathy study, we're measuring that time. If it is, that will be stunning because it'll be the first time ever we are inducing a human body to make CoQ10. It's going to be, but we don't have that. But in animal study, we got it. So until we got it, we are having a product now called duoquinol with GG and ubiquinol together to make the CoQ10 most bio available to the human body, and GG would help that. So that also, you can go to the website, you can download all the white paper we have on that.
Excellent. And I love it. I mean, I love how passionate you are about it, because this is really cutting edge information, and you'll definitely keep us posted. I know as some of the clinical studies come out and this new research comes out, and we will keep sharing the news. And I will definitely on YouTube and on the Whole Foods Magazine version of this interview, we'll include the link to Dr. Passwater's interview in Vitamin Connection, so people can really get a deep dive, and the references are all there. So if you want to really dive into the science, and also on American River Nutrition website, you can gain all that additional knowledge. So thank you so much for filling us in on all this information. It's amazing. Very exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Maggie. And thank you, Todd. Hopefully you two in future shows, we can say hello. And thank you to the audience. Hopefully you find this information useful for your health and for those whom you love.